Listening Dog Media.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Hot Mess Mum. The mum most likely to send her kids to school in regular clothes on non-school uniform day. The mum who forgets to sign the permission slip for school trips. The mum who has probably put leftovers in her kids' lunchbox on more than one occasion. But most importantly, the Hot Mess Mum is actually rocking it and is doing a far better job than even she thinks. Please welcome our Hot Mess Mums, telling it as it is, Kelly and Jenny Powell.
It is the Hot Mess Mums Club podcast. I'm Kelly Pegg.
And I'm Jenny Powell. And I'm very hot and happy, but I'm not, I mean, we're all hot, we're Hot Mess Mums, but Lauren Goodyear is with us, and she is so hot.
I'm so fun. I've got to do this. Do you know why? I put some makeup on. I am 34 weeks pregnant. And it just doesn't work in this heat. Literally going from one extreme of like being cold, rainy, to hot. Yeah. So yeah, please excuse, you will see a little bit of fanning going on.
I thought you were going to say something else then.
So did I? No.
We're delighted to be working with Swan again and to be able to tell you all about their stunning range. Swan are a British homeware company that sells stylish home essentials, including kettles, air fryers and microwaves. For 20% off Swan's gorgeous products, head to swanbrand.co.uk and use the discount code HOTMESSMUMS20.
The Hot Mess Mums Club with Swan.
It's lovely being having a summer baby.
Yes.
Because you obviously the weather's better, so you get out on all the tram walks and life just feels nicer. But that time of carrying towards the end when you are heavily pregnant, because of the heat, it's really hard. Like my feet used to swell up with Ava, my first.
Yep.
She was a July baby.
Yep.
And honestly, my ankles, everything.
This has just happened to me now. Literally yesterday, I took a photo and sent it to my midwife and I'm really worried. My feet are swollen, my hands are swollen. Am I okay? She's coming around Wednesday to check my blood pressure.
Right,
but
okay.
I think it's just heat. Yeah. As soon as I got home,
it's heat.
Put the aircon unit on, laid in the bed like a starfish. Yeah. Literally, the swelling went down, but now it's gone up again today, so... But yeah,
just bless you. It's a real roller coaster.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're on your own with it, don't
100%.
You?
Yeah, definitely. Because you are.
Yeah.
Well, as much as my partner's amazing, he's lovely. He doesn't understand. He's a man. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't get it at all. So
no.
I'm sort of like having to go, oh, babe, can you help me? I can't pick this up. And he's like, you're not disabled. You're pregnant. And I was like, but I can't do anything. Honestly, I just feel like everything's like, oh. Such an effort.
It is. You know what you've got to remember, though? We've all done it. We've all been there. And I think the whole process from now on, you have to remember, no matter what, that you're not alone
100%.
And that everyone's been there. And I know it's easy for us all to say, but we have all
that's
been there. And that's the only thing
I can
say.
My mum's had four children.
And
so is my partner's mum. So I just thought it can't be that bad. And look how many mums are out there. They do it again. And I feel like, okay, right now, think about it. I'm like, it's not that bad, but I think you get over it. It's like going out, having such a good time and then feeling dreadful the next time, I'm never doing that again, but you do. Yeah.
You've got to enjoy it the first time. You know, like you were saying, starfishing on the bed, never seen. Make the most of this now. You're getting towards the end, because if you do have another, if you decide you want one, then... it's different the second time round, isn't
really?
It, Jen? Because you've got the first.
Right.
So you don't have that time, you know,
yes,
to just
of course.
Starfish on the bed.
Yeah.
Depending on what age gap you've got, you don't have that, you don't get that me time. I look back when I was pregnant the first time, I think, God, I did all these classes and I used to just lie there all afternoon. You know, second time was so
not,
different.
Is it really hard? Is it a lot harder, obviously?
I think it depends on your gaps.
Yeah.
Jenny's girls, there's a bigger gap between your two, isn't there?
There's I've got 8 years. So
wow.
So it's, you know, That was, well, yeah.
That's probably easier.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, it is easier, actually, because you, first of all, you've got your own sort of ready-made babysitter.
Yeah.
But also, you know, if you've got an eight-year-old, they're at school and, you know, they're quite independent and all the rest of it.
And
they can help.
And you've given them their time, haven't you? So you've sort of had them, they've had your 100% attention.
Yeah, but you're older. Like, I was 41 with my second one. So in the 40s for her. So, you know, you are an older mum, but, you know, we're all fit and healthy and, you know, it's a different generation 100%. Now and it's great to be an older mum too. So,
you've got nothing to worry about. So I'm having my first. Yeah. So,
yes,
you know, it depends on obviously what, you know, how situation, life, whatever happens, but I would like to have probably three.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I probably will, if I'm 34 now, by the time she's here, well, no, she'll be here just before I'm 35. So I could be 40 when I have my last.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, just ring me.
Yeah.
Ring me.
I'll be like, help, what am I doing? But it's different now. It's a different, completely different generation. You know, I sort of started the show I did come up to 11 years now, early 20s. So you kind of do like different things. It's different for women these days than it used to be. Well, obviously back in the olden days, you do more things. Yeah. You want to, you know, venture, you want to work, you want to, do you know what I mean? There's no pressure. Well, even though there is a little bit of pressure in the media of age, but I think we're changing that. Do you know what I mean? It's
Listen, I'm changing it. 53.
Exactly.
I'm still
amazing. You look amazing. Current. Look beautiful.
Doesn't she just, like, amazing. She's an incredible role model 100%. For every age of woman out there. She really is. You know, I think of it like my nan was in her early 50s when she brought us up. I'm so old fashioned and traditional. And I look at that to compare to, like, you know, Jenny and this Davinia McCall, you know, and it's like you look forward to getting to 50 because you think, well, I can look like Jenny 100%. And have that.
I think people can get better with age, to be honest. Look at like J-Lo, and I know, like, obviously, whatever, but J-Lo and all that, do you know what I mean? They become real. Jennifer Aniston. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And also, you know, because, you know, we're all mums. It's just wonderful that I've got a 20-year-old. She's nearly 21. And to be, you know, to be a mum that, you know, we swap clothes and we can, she'll go on holiday with me. And we're kind friends. Of crossover as friends too. Mm-hmm. You know, all those things you can look forward to now as a mum. Where with my generation of parent, that didn't happen. And when you got to your 50s, you know, it was kind of like game over.
Yeah.
You were stuck.
Yeah.
Think you were cooking. You didn't, you know, you didn't
have much of a life. After your,
no, you didn't. You didn't. You know, you wouldn't dream of saying, oh, you know, do you want to go on holiday? Let's have a write in Ibiza. It just didn't happen. So there's all good things to come, Laura. Yeah. And I do feel for you, though, because I know you're all, you know, you're cooking now. You're cooking a baby and you're getting...
And a girl as well. Girls. I think girls are the best, Lauren. Yeah. I loved having Ava Lily, my first, and I look back and it was just one
lovely name.
Dressing all pretty everything's and... Oh, I love it. And she's an angel. And then I have a son. I got a boy, my second, and he's a monster.
Oh, really?
So I think, so girls rule for me.
Well, I've got it. I do want a boy. Now I'm having a girl. I want a boy.
Okay.
So let's see.
Much harder work. Don't listen to what people say. They say, oh, girls are, and boys are so easy and they're so, he's very loving, but he's been a rat. If I'd have had him first, I wouldn't have had another.
Well, I've got sisters that have got, I've got nieces and nephews. I've got friends that have got kids. I'm godmother to 3 children. So, I know what they're like. Obviously, it's funny, like the boys are very loving and loyal to their mums and very cuddly. The girls are like, but they're calmer, the girls, So the boys want to run around like lunatics. The girls are sort of like with the girls and they want to sit out all prim and proper. But no, I do really, I want both. I want one of each at least, hopefully. Let's see.
You're making plans. Yeah. That's a good thing. And I mean, you're just... you're still working, or is it you're almost done? Surely.
Yeah, no, I know you're. I am gonna. I think I've been quite busy, like not even just work, just doing general things like family things. I've got a partner. Do you know what I mean? I've done a lot of cooking and all that, and I just feel like I can't do it. Like, I need a break. Like, he comes home from work, and it's like, what are we having for dinner? And I'm trying to run a house and just be a normal woman. So it's like now I'm going to just have a little bit of a break, I think, and just like let my body calm, focus on the birth, and not do too much, because I've kind of like planning this, planning that, and I just feel like, I literally, as an example, I went to Westfield a couple of days ago, like you normally would, thought I need a few things, I want some Havanas, a little bits and bobs. What a nightmare. I'll never ever do it again. I literally couldn't walk. Because the baby, she's 5.5 pounds.
So much. Right, okay, yeah. So
I literally was like, I can't. I went with my partner and I was like, I can't do this. He was like, well, do you want a wheelchair? I was like, no, I just can't. I can't walk anymore. My feet, everything. And that's when I got the swelling. And my midwife was like, you can't run about. Like, I used to go for hours shopping and I just can't do that now. I was like, right, I'll give up, forget it. I'm not getting anything. Let's go back to the car. We didn't even make, you know, like normally you get to Westfield and you'll think, oh, we'll sit, have something to eat. No, it was an absolute nightmare. I just couldn't wait to get out of there. So little things like that, it's like, I'm trying to do things normal, but I've now got to take consideration. I'm 34 weeks pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. It's hard to accept it.
Because my mind still wants to do things. Yeah, so I went to my dad's yesterday for a barbecue and I was just exhausted. I was like, I could stay up and, do you know what I mean, socialise. And now I want to go to bed.
Yeah. And it's like that after you have them as well. I think you think, especially the first time, I'll just pop them out and then I'll be right back to normal. Yeah. And it's not like your body depending on everything and, you know, your time, everything changes. Definitely. Getting your hair washed, having a bloody bath.
Of course.
It becomes like this mission.
Yeah, it is. And little simple things now. The baby's not even here. It's a lot harder just to do things, you know, just go here, drive like long, far travelling. I just think, actually, I don't think I should do that now. Like, my partner's got family up north and it's like birthdays are coming up and I'm thinking, I don't think I can do it. I need to be near home. I need to just stay indoors, and just get ready for this. You know, I've got, 5 weeks or so left. But anything can happen.
Anytime. I'd stay close to Holy Barbie. What kind of birth are you planning? What are you going for?
So
what's the vision? What's the idea? What's the vision?
Exactly. The vision, if it happens or it don't happen. So I'm low risk, so which means they're kind of edging me to a home birth.
Nice.
But what do you think? Yeah. Because this is my first baby. I don't like the thought of going to hospital. That sort of gives me a little bit of a very medical. I don't like the environment anyway. I feel like being at home, I've got a doula and I've got a midwife.
Lauren, I've not done it, but do you know what? I think you should talk to Jess Cunningham.
Okay.
We'll get her.
Oh my God, she's done it with all of them, hasn't she?
So she was on The Apprentice, basically, but she's an amazing guru. Yeah. I think she is. She's a woman guru. Yeah. She's just had a baby. I think she had a couple of home births.
Okay.
We'll put you in contact with her.
Yeah, amazing.
From the way you're talking, I think you do deep down want to do it. And I think you should go for it. I really do. Yeah. Because the anxiety, if you're not happy in the hospital environment as well, and it makes you a bit anxious. I'm actually sad that I never did it. I never
experience.
Had the opportunity to experience. Yeah. And I think if you can and you're feeling it, I think you should.
Do you know what it is as well? I kind of think giving birth is such a natural thing a woman's body can do. Yeah, I know it's hard and it's horrendous and everything else, but when you're going to hospital, they see 1,000 of you. They haven't really got time. As much as they're lovely and caring and kind, it's an amazing job for them to do. They've on a time scale. And if you want to sort of do everything in your own time, relax, turn the lights off, you can't really dictate that in a hospital or a birthing unit, which I'd go to. I think at home, you call the shots. You can kind of strong it out. I'll get in the boat. I'll do a birthing pool. I'll have the candles on, relax the music and just breathe through it. And I feel like the more relaxed I am, the more chances I'm going to have an easy birth. If I'm all uptight and they're constantly checking me, prodding me, I'm going to be all scared and I'm going to tense.
Yeah.
So
it's so... That's so true. I do. I think
say this now. God knows what's going to happen. I'm going to be in the hospital.
Well, that's the thing, though. But if you've got your plan, at least you know what I mean, and you can, and the there's stuff you can do as well, like natal hypnotherapy. So there's lots of ex-midwives out there. Well, I did that. It's amazing because I wanted a birthing pool and all of that. I didn't want hospital. Yeah. I was in Newcastle at the time. So at the RVI, they introduced this birthing pool unit, which was all no medical equipment, all the birthing pools and everything. But it didn't work for us. I ended up having a C-section, but I did all the natal hypnotherapy up to that. And because of that, on the day when it went wrong, I was so calm. Ava was so calm. And I had a really good experience despite not having what I wanted.
Yeah.
Now, my best friend had a bad experience the first time. So she had a home birth the second time and she had a wonderful...
And I bet it would be a good experience. And the midwives say to me, you're actually more or less risk at home than you are hospital, which is sounds mad. Because when I do say to people I'm having a home birth, they're like, are you crazy? What if anything goes wrong? I said, but they're prepared. They bring stuff with them. Anything does happen, I'd get in an ambulance. They're not going to let anything happen to me or the baby. Do you know what I mean? But I just think being at home, I ain't got to pack a bag. Wonderful. We could just stay at home, have a bath, go for I'm going to try and strong out the pains for as long as I can until I want anyone there. So I'm just going to try and be brave. You know, like most people, their waters goes hopefully and think I'm going to labour and then they're in hospital for 2 days. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I just want to keep it as long as I can to last minute when I really need the midwife.
Yeah.
And doctor.
And you might just pop her out so quickly.
I really
hope just lots of people do. You know, you're here, you talk to people and they're like, oh my God, 3 hours.
Do you hear that? Like, you'll be there, Lauren. She said you're screaming your head off and you're like,
she said I just popped this out. What the? But you might. You know, you just, I think the more relaxed you are and happy in your environment.
That's exactly it. And that is what,
because medical equipment freaks you out. It freaks people out. Like, I had wiring you up.
I had a bit of a scare. Like, I've never been scared. My second trimester, I was, things were changing, whatever. I was like, going through a bit of a funny stage. And I was like, I've not felt a move all day. And I got myself into a bit of a mental stage. Yeah. I haven't done since. I've now taught myself just everything's fine. But you kind of worry, obviously, because my first, this is my first pregnancy. I don't know what I'm expecting here. So I ended up going to hospital just to get checked, which was the worst thing I ever did. So I drove myself there and they put the heart thing on my finger and my heart rate was high. Well, that sent me, that was it. I thought, I'm going to die. I'm having an heart attack. so that is medical equipment. You're right now. I don't want to go into hospital. I don't want anything on me. I just want to listen to my body and breathe through it. If it happens to me, they're going to know. I don't want to be in that situation where they're checking me and then and I can hear them say something. I'll be like, what is it? All right. I'm going to over panic. Mm-hmm. But if I'm at home in the water, you get left alone.
I might come and join you. I might just jump in with you.
Let's see.
You should. Well, that's the thing, because Jess, that's what she did. So she filmed as sort of her contractions were starting.
Yeah.
She put it on social media, but it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And she's just got her pants on and a bra and she's walking around and they've got music on and you could see her talking and chatting to her other half. And it's just wonderful. And I thought it was a lovely thing to put out there, actually, because my other half, he's not the father of my children. He hasn't had kids. And he was like, wow, is that what? Wow, look, she's just about to have a baby. I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah.
Actually really lovely. But also it was lovely to be, you know, there she was at home.
And you know what it is? I think we get scared because all these TV shows you see, it looks so dramatic, doesn't it? And everything, and I think, well, and this and that. And I think this is going to be dreadful. But it really, do you know what I mean? That Lady Jess putting that out there just goes to show that it can be nice and calm and beautiful. It's not just a dramatic.
And it's her fifth child as well. So to be that calm on your fifth, and
she definitely popped it out by then.
Oh my God. Wow. How old is she?
So. Is she 30s, late 30s? She's had 5,
The Hot Mess Mums Club with Swan, celebrating 90 years of magic moments.
Let us quickly tell you about our friends at Swan. They're a British homeware company who this year are celebrating their 90th birthday. All Swan's products are designed with Instagram in mind, so they're all absolutely stunning. No more so than their new Gatsby range. With this sleek range of homeware items, you can get toasters, kettles, microwaves, bins, and more. In one online shop, you'll be able to give your kitchen a fresh makeover for the summer. And when you put it on Insta, it will look fab. Don't forget, you can get 20% off Swan's gorgeous products if you head to swanbrand.co.uk and use the discount code HOTMESSMUMS20.
The Hot Mess Mums Club with Swan, designed for life.
Listen, Lauren, what are your, have you got any sort of like, what are you looking forward to and what are you kind of dreading? They're simple questions, but it gets,
So, looking forward to, obviously, it's my first baby. It's something I've always wanted to have a baby. Now's the right time for me. And I just think it's the most beautiful thing in the world. It kind of gives me a purpose in life. This is when my real adult life starts. I think when you have a baby, you really become a woman. And I'm just looking forward to being a mum, having my little daughter, my best friend. I had a bit of a funny upbringing, so I kind of took things from that and learned a lot from that kind of being the best mum I can be. And there's no wrong and right. I think you know with your own child, don't you? Kind of like it happens naturally as much. I think now, God, I wonder if I'm going to be able to do this. But I think it's a natural thing that just comes without even thinking about it.
It will.
And then, I think you just worry. The only thing is probably what I'm worried about is not being, you know, the best mum, which I know we are. Like, we're all going to worry that and just think, make sure everything goes right. And, you know, I'm in a happy, stable relationship still, but who knows what the future holds, you know? So, but as it stands now, I'm not nervous about that. That's something that does cross your mind. I hope I'm the best mum and I do everything how I should be doing it, because everyone's watching what I'm doing anyway. I get criticised for everything. So,
yeah, I was going to say that's the added problem, isn't it? Like, you know, because you're in the limelight. Oh my God. Yeah, it's my door slamming. Sorry. The glass was going to shatter everywhere. Because you're right, we put all that pressure on ourselves internally and we think like that. And listen, you'll be a smashing mum. You know, I think when you have a child in your 30s, I was 31 with my first, 36 with my second. I think you've learnt a lot. You're more grown up. You're right. You're in your adult life. And so I think for that, you've got all that on your side. And you know, you'll be fantastic. But of course, because you are in the limelight, there is that thing 100%,
yeah. And listen, a lot of other mums have messaged me and said, like, oh, careful of the mum police. But I'm just not going to worry about anything like that, because I just think they've got something to say about absolutely everything and anything anyway. You could put a bit anything, you know, so I'm not going to take it seriously, but I'm quite thick skinned with it, wrong or right. I don't listen to the negative comments. Good. But my partner is a little bit more sensitive and he will be upset, because I'm sure people are going to write, your baby's ugly, because a lot of celebrities do get that, regardless if they're, you know what I mean? None of them are ugly, all babies are beautiful in their own, you know what I mean? But they will probably pick up on little things, and God knows, she's not even here yet, but I just know that is what's going to happen with like the media, like the haters and trolls and whatever on social media. So I'll be doing a lot of blocking. But I'm worried about, actually brings it up really, I'm worried about protecting her. Yeah, because I can't, you know, as much as we're in this industry and there's a lot of pressure on it, and being a woman anyway, she's a girl. So I'd have to really look after her and protect her from this industry. Do you know what I mean? She can do what she wants. Like, I'm never going to pressure her. She, whatever her dreams are, I'll support her. But it's because that's one thing I do worry, is I don't want her to go through anything that I've been through, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's tricky. And, you know, that's a very hard thing to be able to police, I suppose.
Definitely.
But I suppose what you have to do with her is just make sure that she's aware that, you know, things are slightly different or incredibly different compared to maybe her school pals or whatever. She has to accept that, you know, she has to have the radar out and maybe grow up a bit and be a bit more savvy and streetwise a lot earlier on, and a bit tougher, a bit of a tougher cookie.
That's it.
But you know, there's always
anyway, like, think of kids at school that get bullied, you know.
So that's the sort of just same, jealousy in general. Girls are jealous of each Yeah. So, you know, but don't overwhelm yourself too much, because I think that's the other thing. We all pressurize ourselves to be like this superhuman, this super mum model. And, you know, we all make mistakes. And the best moments sometimes are where my kids laugh at me because I've just been such a bloody punker. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And that I need mothering sometimes. I need looking after. And all those things, you know, just bring you closer together. And I think you just got to look forward to just the most wonderful miracle and the most incredible experience that's to come.
I know.
You know, it really is the best, Lauren.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's so special, especially the first time, I think, because it's the first time. Yeah. So it's all, you know, it's just amazing. And, you know, you can choose what you want to put out there and what you don't. You know, social media is all about control, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard because you feel like you've got to be on it, and it's so part funny. Of what you do.
I know, it's really weird because you feel like I need it for work. I also enjoy it. It's like I do like it.
Yeah, yeah.
And why shouldn't I? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a bit of fun. I like posting up things. I like it. Like, I enjoy it. It's a bit of fun, really. But I think like some people take to the next level, and there's just a lot of negative on there, which luckily I do block out now. I've got to the point now, you know, I'm a bit older and I deal with things differently. But it's like, again, my little niece is 13 and she's on all this social media. And she's doing a YouTube.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And I have to ask her, how do you do that? What's this? She's got a YouTube channel. She keeps going to, needs to a YouTube channel. When, Ellie, I can't be bothered. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, she's like, but you should
see next generation.
But she's so good at it. Honestly, the things that she does in it, I think, how do you do that? It's all different writing and slides and it's all filmed. She does it from her phone. Why wouldn't I do
it's
it?
It's incredible. But, and it's a whole new world, really. And it's by the time your daughter's grown up, it's bizarre because now, you know, my kids say to me, what am I going to do for a job and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, do you know what? You can't really ask me because things move so quickly and the world is changing so quickly. The job that you're probably going to get hasn't even been invented yet. It doesn't probably exist. And it's so difficult now. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It is scary.
But are you in Chigwell?
Yeah.
Well, I went to Woof County High School for
girls. No way.
I did.
That's not far.
I know. So I was an Essex girl.
No way.
I was born in Ilford. Everyone thinks I'm from Manchester, but I'm not. So that's my old hunting ground.
Yeah, that's where I am.
Loughton. I went to Jets. I don't know if that's still there. You're too
young.
Was that
in Ilford? That was in Ilford, wasn't it?
There's one in... No, that was Flamingos.
No, I think you're thinking it might...
Where's one in... In Loughton, and it was sort of, wine bar. I went to getting my own levels.
And I think, it's not there anymore. It's a restaurant. We have nowhere to go around here. Since the show Tower started, it's really funny. We had a lot of tourism.
Right.
But a lot of ag. So, and the council just said, this is not this area for all this fighting. So they shut them. If we don't have no bars, we literally have loads of restaurants. Like, we've got places that...
I love it when you said ag. Loads of agro.
Yeah.
You did say that when I was at Woodford. Yeah. Loads of ag. I wish I'd have had that in my vocabulary. Can I have it now?
Yeah, cool.
Oh, I'm so going to do that. God, my day's been full of ag. Bloody hell, I'm agged off. Oh, I love it. I'm going to pick that one. Yeah, that. But go on.
So it's easier.
Too much ag.
Yes. No, there was too much ag around here. So, we've got nice. It is lovely. It is really nice around here. But, it's just more.
Gosh, isn't that interesting? So Towie kind of, you know, for what it was promoting, it kind of ruined it. For those places.
Everybody wants to live here. Like, I've got literally next door a girl from Love Island, quite a well-known one, and everyone's sort of around here, and they're not from around here originally, it is nice. But I'm gonna, when I've I was meant to be getting a house, got drove to drum with it at the minute, but I'm now moving a little bit further out because I'm having a baby. I'm ready to be a bit more quiet. I don't want to be in the heart of it.
Yeah.
Anymore. So yeah, everything's, it's lovely around here. Like you can, it is, there's King William, sheesh, Melin, I don't know if you've heard those places. But
I've heard of sheesh. Yeah. That looks, yeah, loads of, yeah, yeah,
but
sheesh.
That's literally around the corner.
No ag. No, there's no ag in sheesh. Sheesh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
There is
okay.
That.
I'm getting this.
Yeah. But no, it is. Do you know what's funny though? Because Tower was filmed in Brentwood as well. So Brent was like half an hour away.
So, yeah, my brother lives there.
Yeah, so we're not all on top of each other. Everyone thinks it was really close, but it's not. It's about 20-30 minutes away.
Yeah, that's quite
but
a way.
But that's still
got okay.
clubs and bars and all that going, so they're all right down there.
Okay. Yeah, right, okay.
Hey, Brad.
Do you miss the TV side of it,
no,
Lauren?
Is this,
No. Because everybody, we often talk about this with different guests we get on, and we say everyone always will look at you and they'll be like, wow, you've done this and you're on that. And then when we chat to them, they're often like, oh, it wasn't quite like that. It was really hard. And this is what came with it. And I think, you know, sometimes the perception's very different to the reality.
100%. Of course, it looks glamorous and it looks really easy, but it's actually, it was quite intense. Some of it is good, but I kind of stepped away a little bit. I've done good things. Like I've done a few shows, but I just feel like I'm kind of over all that. I have been for a long time. And you can't ever judge someone. I think they always trying to make you a character in the media and you're not really that character. You've got to change your times. I started nearly 11 years ago and I'm not that 22-year-old little girl, you know, do you know what I mean, that made a soap reality TV show. I'm now a woman and living a different lifestyle. So they don't change with it. They just try and make you look this type of way all the time. But that's what's difficult with it. And I don't miss it.
No. Yeah. End of. Boom. Yeah. And there comes a lot of publicity with it, though, as well. It's interesting to see how, you know, I wonder how you handled that at times. Because I know, obviously, the stuff with your kind of, for a long time, whenever there was a story about you, way back when, it was you and Mark, wasn't it? It was that kind of thing. And I look at the way the Daily Mail and do stuff, you know, like Meghan having the baby girl, and their headline was not congratulations, it was, I can't remember, but it was something really negative. You know, she has been just hauled through it.
Women
are treated appallingly, really
bad,
but how did you handle that sometimes? Do you know, like when it was like that just looped constantly,
and
if you were reading headlines
to this day. And I think it's quite disrespectful, actually, because
you
know, not even just for me, but for his side, like I think they don't want me dragged into everything. As much as they try and make things up, we don't talk about it. We've moved on. Do you know what I mean? As much as me trying to manipulate certain things, I'm like, that's never been said. Like, we don't talk about it. I'm in a settled relationship. I'm having a baby. He's married, but they still can't let go of this old school childhood stuff that we try so hard to get away from. Not because, you know, I love the show and everything else where I started, but I mean the old relationships, because it makes me cringe a bit. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, have a bit of respect for both of our lives now, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. We get that. And then your relationship now.
Yes.
So you're my Martin's younger than me, and you've got a young one as well.
Everyone's got Kelly, hasn't she? She's got
an old age pensioner.
I've got an oldie. He's 52.
No.
52? Was he coming up for 52? Yeah. I mean, he don't look it, to be fair to him.
No, he does.
The other way, he is ancient. So,
as long as you're happy, that's the main thing.
I love him.
Age, older or younger, doesn't mean anything.
No.
My Charlie is, I'm 10 years older. But yeah,
good girl.
Yeah, exactly. And look, and I'm having a baby. I did at first. Obviously, I was chatting to you quite a while. We met in lockdown. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, that was my silly. He's dressed as a princess, asking where the dogs are.
How funny. But yeah, no, we kind of spoke for 6 months before we actually went out on a date. And we got on with him. So I didn't think at first. I was like, "You're too young. You're too young." He's like, "No, I'm not. I've moved out young." Do you know what I mean? I'm mature. Like, he's grown. You know, he's learned a lot in life. He moved out when he was a teenager. I'm happy with him, and my family love him. So that's it. I don't care.
And it's great because if you are going to have a boy next and everything, he's going to have a lot more energy for a lot longer. Yeah,
exactly.
For all those things. Yeah. When
night feeds.
I know.
Night feeds as well.
Yeah. He's very, very involved. Like, he thinks he's pregnant as well. as much, but he doesn't understand what I have to go through. Like, he doesn't get it. But at the same time, he thinks that he's pregnant and he's very like, I think I put something up and I was saying, I think we're having a water birth because I was sitting there one day thinking about it. He messaged me, well, you've not discussed this with me. What do you mean? And I'm like, babe, I was like, I'm just thinking, I'm putting it out there for other mums online, see what they say about it. But he's very into it and he can't wait for her to be here. So I know I've got a good one.
Oh, got a good one. He's got lots of energy.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. You've got a young one. I mean. And I think that's great.
Just help me. Yeah. You know, get up in the night, do all that. Lovely.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be wonderful as well if we could choose them to be pregnant? Oh. Who's going to be pregnant this time?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
You're going to be it. Oh, I'd love it. Could you imagine?
I'd be like, oh, I'll go back to work. You can stay home. All fat and hot.
Maybe that should be the next title for our podcast.
Fat and hot. Yeah. The fat hot mess, God.
I think you look amazing.
Oh, I don't.
There's something really beautiful about the end, I think.
Really?
And you look like you're blooming, and on your posts as well.
Oh,
I bloomed with Ava, but I don't know whether it's boys. I was green with Heath all the way through.
So I heard it was the other way around. I thought girls take your beauty and boys give your beauty. I don't know what the saying is, but...
Didn't give me any. He gave me 4 stone, the biggest weight gain.
Really?
And I was
was that your
just
second?
Hanging. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, do you know, before you came on, I said to Jenny, I better not really tell her how I feel today about Heath.
Right. Because, listen, I've heard I'll some things, off. Don't worry. Everyone's like to see me.
It's wonderful, though. You know, I'd love a third.
Yeah.
And Jenny knows that. And I'm 40 in October, and I still would like one more. Yeah, I would. And I must be nuts because, you know, but I just lovely. There's nothing like
cool.
it.
I can't wait. It's so exciting. It's been really nice speaking to you both as well.
And Lauren, honestly, we wish you the very best of luck. I think that, you know, I think if you can do a home birth, that would be amazing. We'll put you in touch with Jess for sure.
Definitely.
She's all part of the Hot Mess Mums.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And send my love to Essex.
Yes,
I've been there for a while.
You're a true Essex girl. I was born in East London, so.
See? So I was born in the hub of Essex.
So,
even
you're a real
Essex girl
more than me.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
I mean that. And just enjoy that wonderful miracle. And just embrace every moment.
Thanks so much.
It's been lovely having you on.
See you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Lauren.
Our Hot Mess Mums, telling it like it is. Kelly Pegg with Jenny Powell.
Thanks to Swan for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget to check out their new Gatsby range to give your kitchen a makeover this summer. To see more of Swan's products, head to swanbrand.co.uk and use the discount code HOTMESSMUMS20 for 20% off.